I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He's King at Jeromney. Tweeted us if you still use Twitter. It's hanging in there, folks. It's hanging in there. So tweet at us. We do things on there. I mean, King mostly does, but yeah. Discord, join it. It's fun. We get our list ideas from there. We bullshit about sports all day and say bad things about Deion Sanders and, you know, all sorts of fun things. So get in there. We just had a story about two women who had a bachelorette party during the NFL draft shared with us in there. It's basically Twitter, but with fewer people, I guess.
Much fewer.
Yeah, way fewer people. Also,
still very right wing, but
Yeah, just like the podcast for sure.
Of course, just like the podcast.
Yeah. Our Discord reflects the podcast very much so. Also on YouTube, search for the Sports Brewery on YouTube. I post videos on there when the video cooperates. And twitch.tv/abrog87 every Thursday. We record the show and go live on Twitch. Right now, we're doing it live during the NFL draft. And we have our NFL draft correspondent, at Jeromney, live on the scene. At Jeromney, what are you hearing?
You know, I'm hearing some things. I'm hearing that the Seahawks are hot on Jackson Smith and Jigba at pick number 15. And that's something to look out for.
Oh, yeah. Looks like they got him. How about that?
Yeah, but let me check myself. Yep. They got him.
Basically, we have a Jay Glazer, so no big deal.
NBD.
Nice work.
I called it. I mean, whatever.
Nice work. So, yeah.
I don't like to brag, but.
NFL draft happening right now. No, you let your actions brag for you, right?
That's yes. How that works. Actions speak louder than words. That's what J.J. Watt used to say.
So this will mostly be NFL-centric, today's podcast. Though there was NBA playoff stuff to talk about. The spring game is coming up this weekend for Oregon. The Colorado spring game was last weekend, which led to half of Colorado's team no longer being on the team anymore. So we could talk about that too. But we should probably
start with ice. NFL, hockey.
Yeah? Hockey. Yeah, sure.
Okay. That's where we start. Hockey.
Stevie Yzerman. What a game. Joe Louis Arena was hopping, was just so exciting, pulsating the octopi on the ice. So I've never seen Detroit so electric.
Here's the funny thing about that is I've genuinely been watching hockey over the last week. I couldn't tell you who anybody is. But that's how hockey works, right?
I've been watching it more than the NBA playoffs. NBA playoffs have been fucking trash outside of Kings Warriors is a good series.
What?
A lot of these series are fucking garbage.
This is heresy. What are you talking about?
False.
You want to tune in to watch the fucking Lakers and Grizz just slog it up and down the court?
If Lakers and Grizz... Yes, I want to see Dylan Brooks be an asshole and lose. It's fun.
You'll see Dylan go like 2 of 13 from the field?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
He does not take 13 shots. He is a coward when it comes to shooting the basketball now. Like he passes up shots all the fucking time. Like he knows his role now, and his role is to take away the focus from Ja Morant and try to poke the bear. And what did we learn in Shorzy, Ski? You don't poke the fucking bear. And the bear is LeBron James, and LeBron James is...
I'm just saying, you're really watching Nordiques and Jets over Celtics and Hawks.
I am not watching the Winnipeg Jet series, no.
What about the... what about the Nordiques?
I'm not watching the Nordiques.
No one is.
Yeah. I'm not watching the Whalers either.
What about the Atlanta Flames?
You know... Sadly, not watching the Preds or the
They were the Thrashers, the Atlanta Thrashers.
Thrashers.
You're acting like a real Nordic right now.
Yeah, seriously.
Cut it out, Ski. Do you want to talk NBA playoffs real quick? Because we can.
I mean, Hawks, I guess that's.
So okay, let's run through it. So the Warriors are showing that they're actually better than the Kings, despite their regular season records. The Warriors are better. They have the better players. They have experience in the playoffs. That's why they're winning the series right now. Seems pretty simple, yeah. I mean, Steph and Clay, Draymond.
Maybe a broken finger on De'Aaron Fox is a factor, but
doesn't help. Same thing with Ja Morant, by the way. So, you know, moving on to that series, Ja Morant playing with broken seemingly everything, which he's their good player. So
yeah, but Ja Morant plays like an idiot. So
he does. He plays like Allen Iverson. Where
Ja Morant is not going to be good in 4 years. Let's just
2 to 3 times every game, he's hitting the ground real hard,
real hard.
Yeah,
which is like take it easy, man. That put back, those 2 points aren't going to help you in the long run. Take it, dial it back a little bit.
Absolutely. And the Lakers still have LeBron. AD is actually somewhat healthy right now, so they should win, and they are winning. So
they'll win tomorrow. LeBron was bad yesterday.
He was not good yesterday, yeah. But he has been good.
But you are seeing finally that LeBron is old.
Aging, yes.
Like, he just, even some Wednesday night or whatever, or Tuesday night, whatever it was, when he went for 22 points and 20 rebounds, and statistically that's a thing. You watch the game and it's like, well, he doesn't have it tonight. And he really didn't have it yesterday, even though I don't really think he tried to have it yesterday, if that makes sense. But
it was almost like a throwaway game, it felt like, for him.
I kind of think
We'll save our. I mean, they were playing late into that. It was a 20-point game. Oh, there goes Zay Flowers. That's a shame, Chiefs fans.
No.
Yeah, like the wide receivers waited until the 20s right in front of you guys. Boy, if you guys somehow got Smith and Jigba, fuck you. Like, man. Okay, yeah.
How much help does Lamar Jackson need? Right. I mean, come on. This guy. The highest paid quarterback in the game.
Boston College.
No excuses.
They got a Boston College wide receiver to help him out. Okay, yeah, back to the playoffs.
No, but I do agree with King. These LeBron games, like stat-wise on paper, it's like, yeah, that looks pretty good. But so did Russell Westbrook's stat lines. And he was like 3 of 17 for 20 points.
At least LeBron's efficient. At least LeBron's efficient. But, yes, he is not. If LeBron was 2020 LeBron, the Lakers could probably win the title. They're going to beat the Grizz. They're not beating the Warriors. It is what it is.
No.
WCP says he's butthurt the KC didn't trade up to get Smith and Jigba.
Same.
Could have.
Let's see. Heat ran away from the Bucks. I mean, it wasn't really close. Like Jimmy Butler sort of just carried them, and they were, again, it wasn't really close.
Well, the Bucks did also tank back to back, like double digit fourth quarter leads.
Yeah,
and they were up like by 16 and 12 in the last 4 minutes of the last two games.
They looked real bad. Yeah, real bad
and
losses.
And last night, I didn't even watch any of the game until the last like 4 minutes, so I had no context, no idea. I didn't even know the Bucks were up by 16 or whatever with 6 minutes left. Giannis didn't really want the ball. And then I find out.
He couldn't make foul shots.
Then I found out he goes 10 for 23 from the line. I'm like, oh, it's starting to make sense. Because like the last possession of regulation where they throw it to him and he just immediately taps it. And to no one. And it was almost a turnover. Yeah, not great.
Your playoff lives on the line and they don't even get a shot attempt with, like, what was it, 5 or 6 seconds left in the game?
Oh, my God.
Can't get a shot up.
Do you see who had the ball?
Get a shot up.
Grayson Allen?
Grayson Allen? Grayson Allen had 3 seconds left when he caught that basketball and somehow didn't get a shot off. He had, like, three. On his drive to the basket, he had 3 times where he could have stopped, uncovered, and taken a shot. and for some reason decided to drive all the way to the hoop, where a defender was, by the way. Classic.
But that goes to King's point, where you pass that to Giannis, it takes him 2 seconds to go from midcourt to the hoop if he wanted to. But just that him down one, were they down one or down two? They're two, I think.
Two.
Yeah, just you foul him going to the line to tie the game, you need to make two. He wanted none of that smoke. None of it.
You never want to hear Grayson Allen for the tie. No. No. Sorry. Sorry, Bucks fans. Jimmy Butler in the series averaged 38 points per game. Last two games had 42 and 56. So
I did see a great meme. It was like, Bam Adebayo in the season, like second team all league, leads the team. Jimmy Butler, kind of dog shit all year. Oh, playoffs come around. Jimmy Butler comes like walking out like Vince McMahon, that, the gif of Vince McMahon walking down the fucking walkway. It's like, yeah, that's, has he hit that age of like that LeBron level of, all right, it's a regular season, we just got to make the playoffs. I'm not going to try all season.
He smartened up.
God.
Figured it out. Yep. That's exactly right. That's why you're seeing all these lower seeds win. Like with the Warriors and the Kings, too. It's like all these try-hard regular season teams, they get to the playoffs and they're fucking worn down, and they get dominated by veterans. This is what it is.
I'm not
necessarily saying that about the Bucks, because obviously the Bucks have had a record of success, but... speaking of inexperienced teams, the Knicks actually won a series.
I need the Knicks to leave the playoffs.
Yeah. Is there anything more fraudulent than beating the Cavs in a playoff series?
It's just because... I don't think I mentioned this last week, which is bugging me last week, too. Did I mention the orange and blue skies thing?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No. Okay. So I'm going to say this on the front. I don't have a Donald Trump impression. So like, it's bad. Don't judge me on it. I know it's bad. But so when the playoffs opened on, 10 days ago on ESPN, Michael Greenberg cut to this, monologue by Stephen A. Smith. And Stephen A. Smith, like 3 or 4 times in the monologue, said orange and blue skies, Knicks colors, orange and blue skies. They go to Mike Greenberg. He says, orange and blue skies, orange and blue skies. And whenever I hear someone repeat a word, all I think about is Donald Trump. And so now I'm seeing Spike Lee with orange and blue skies shirts on, and like, orange and blue skies. Orange and blue skies. Skies, so orange and blue. Me fucking. Many people are saying the skies. Orange and blue. Ain't that something? It's just every time I see the shirt or hear Mike Greenberg or Stephen A. I even saw Stephen A. Smith say it again. And in my head, it's just orange and blue skies.
A lot of people are saying they're the orangest and the bluest. I'm not saying
bluest skies.
A lot of people I know, they're saying the skies are orange and blue.
Many people
are saying
orange and blue.
Yeah, actually, your many people was pretty good.
Many people. Yeah, again, I admit I don't have a Donald Trump. So, but in my head, I just hear him repeating orange and blue sky, and it's not orange; it's orange and blue.
Hey, man, you got a suit on like Trump. So far, so good, man.
Well, to your chagrin, King
Ron DeSanctimonious. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Knicks are, I believe they're playing the Heat here in the next round. The Knicks or the Heat are going to be in the conference finals. Ugh.
Scary times.
You should save that for keeper kick. Do you have one of those this week?
No, I do not.
You should make one real quick. It's got one thing on it.
Keeper kick. Knicks are Heat.
Keeping the Knicks. New York! Booble says Randy Newman should do an orange and blue sky song.
He should not. Mini time now. Orange and blue.
As we know, Randy Newman is always a New York guy. Yeah. Can you guys hear me at all? Am I skipping?
Always.
You were, but I think you're back.
Yeah, I was just saying, Randy Newman has always been a New York guy. And also,
he's got to add Cleveland, LA, and New York. Yeah. Jalen Brunson.
Whatever city he gets.
That's a genius, Randall.
Josh Hart is the heart of New York. I love, I was watching, I forget which game it was, but they were talking about how much the city of New York loves a player like Josh Hart.
I will say,
I get it.
I enjoy the videos online from like, whatever it is, Sidewalk Talk NYC, but the jubilation from Knicks fans, like shutting down entire like 7th Avenue after they win a game in the first round is a little much. Don't get me wrong. I like the bing bong and, you know, hey, KD, don't you regret not coming to the Knicks? It's funny, but it's a little sad. Because if I saw Blazer fans doing that in the first round at the hollowed ghost town that is the Rose Quarter, I'd be like, maybe not do that.
I mean, there's like a bar near it.
I don't even think there's no, I mean, Tony Roma's, rest in peace, long gone.
There's a bar.
Devastating.
Devastating.
Maybe.
Devastating to the Portland climate.
But I did see part of that Phil Knight $400 million donation is to spruce up the Rose Quarter. Good luck.
Is some of it?
Yes, some of it is earmarked for the Rose Quarter. I think he's making that play to finally buy the team. Oh, Jordan Addison. Good.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say that earlier, too. Like, Addison is still on the board. Addison is not still on the board. Goes to the Vikings. Dude.
Don't worry, Will Levis is still on the board.
How much?
I'm just a Jalen Hyatt guy now.
How much help?
That's what I'm looking for.
Does Kirk Cousins need? He has.
Well, they lost Adam Thielen, so.
I mean, he is like 40.
If you need an aged white possession receiver, then yes, they might need some.
Have you seen what has happened in the first round of the NFL draft so far? There have been not one, but two white players from Iowa drafted in the first round. And I know that is a race / college combination that is close to your heart, King.
Isn't Iowa linebacker the Ducks got, right? In the portal?
Yes, but he is not white.
Is he not white? Okay.
Very
much not white.
Is that why he transferred away from Iowa?
Many people are asking.
I'm not saying that's the reason why, but many people are saying.
Here's a quick, you know, question for you here, or the guess for you. Who did they compare that Van Ness from Iowa to? Take a guess.
I'm going to say Leighton Van Der Esch, but that's just name.
I think that Van Ness is actually a D lineman, so
who
would they?
DJ Watt.
It is... Is it J.J. Watt?
Oh, it's J.J. They went all the way up to J.J.
They went all
the
way up to
J.J.
and not T.J.
And then the other one's a linebacker, right?
I believe so.
Because I remember who they compared him to. Do you have any guesses who they compared him to?
I like the Van Der Esch was a good call for a linebacker.
Luke Kuechly.
There's the other white guy.
Can we just stop comparing white guys to white guys?
And by the way, the best white linebacker ever.
What do we do? Yeah. If his brain didn't turn to mush, he would have made like three more All-Pro teams. Like, what are we doing?
Get out of here with that.
That's fantastic.
Do you think they're not allowed to compare like people of different races?
I think they're just scared.
Yeah. Is that a directive where you're not allowed to compare the races?
No, I just think they're terrified too.
This would be a good opportunity for you to play Trump on this response, by the way.
ESPN,
ABC, the Disney Network, they're afraid to compare the races.
Well, I get that, because what was it, like maybe a month ago, there was that whole thing where, I don't know who started or what, but you're like not supposed to put up GIFs of not your race.
That was an interesting thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, whose rule is this?
It was some big account. Saw it too.
Yeah.
And it infiltrated like Oregon Twitter because it was a big account that posted it. And it was something about cultural appropriation. I don't know.
See, I for a GIF, I don't know, because where's the line?
No, absolutely, it's like, not. No, equal opportunity GIF, but if the theme is not good for you, then don't post it. Like that, because there are, and this is a real discussion, there are race inappropriate GIFs for us to post.
Yes.
So that's absolutely a thing.
But if someone of any color, you know, the GIF of the little girl with like the house burning, I've been saying GIF.
You just said GIF.
I mean, it's
GIF.
I did, because I'm mixing it up. He's GIF, you're GIF, I'll mix in whatever I'm feeling at the time.
Pick a side.
Yeah, get off the fence. Get off the fence, Ski. You're a coward. I've always said that about you.
But the one of you know, the white, over here. The white girl with like a smirk on her face with the house burning behind her. Someone would have a problem if someone of color used that for, you know, if their point's this franchise is burning down, and you know, that's
it's a totally appropriate double standard. Like the black community can use like gifts that make fun of the white community, but we cannot do the other.
There's no way I would ever throw up the GIF of Kevin Hart. I'm sure you've seen it. Saying the N word, like exasperated, would never. Good God, no way.
There's one
I could throw up a Kevin Hart GIF of him like looking concerned and wouldn't feel bad about it. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
There's
wrong.
A meme that I've wanted to use since the inception of Twitter that I will never use, and it's N word. Do you expect me to read all that shit? And it's a picture of Colin Powell holding like a big book where it says those words on it. I see so many posts that are like essays, and I just want to post that as a response. I'll never be able to do it, and that's okay.
No, you should not. Yes.
No, and that's okay. It's not
There's valor in your discretion there.
Not
sir.
For me to post, and that's fine.
Yes, not for you to post.
But I think they should be able to.
You just went to Skip Bayless Holocaust meme.
Yes, that's where we're going.
I'm very concerned about the Holocaust.
I think for the draft, I think it's okay to compare a white to a black person or black to a white person if their game is similar. Because otherwise it's the same three white guys for the next 30 years.
like calling so random white Iowa linebacker. Oh, he's coddled like Evan Neal. I don't even know if he's a linebacker or an offensive lineman, but I think he plays for the Giants.
The Nick Bosa draft was really easy for him, wasn't it? You just compare him to his brother.
It really reminds me of Joey.
Watch the hips. It's all in the hips. They got the same hips.
Because if another somehow, I don't know when it's ever going to happen again, a white cornerback comes out, all you have is Jason Sehorn. And Jason Sehorn was terrible. And that guy should be pissed that he would be compared. He had one good year and then was torched the rest of his career.
The downslope of his career was very steep.
Is he still married to Angie Harmon?
That's a good question. Somebody Google that.
Valid question.
Somebody in the chat Google that. Is Jason?
I liked her eyebrows.
Jason Sehorn.
Is that weird?
Still married to Angie Harmon. What show is she?
Jennifer Connelly too. I like her eyebrows.
Big eyebrow guy.
Was Angie Harmon? Was she on Brazilian Isles?
Wasn't she like a Law and Order?
Yeah.
CSI? I don't know.
CSI, it's some.
They split in 2014, says Booble. So almost 10 years ago. She's available, gentlemen.
Those eyebrows are waiting for you.
And by the way, ladies, so Sehorn. Looker. That guy's a looker.
We haven't heard much of Sehorn, but I think we have an idea where Sehorn could have been spending his time in the last 6 years.
I don't get it. What are you saying?
I think he's got a place in Mar-a-Lago, possibly.
Here's one from Booble in the chat, too. Can you compare Anthony Richardson to Donovan McNabb? Because ESPN sure did. Ski, I'm so sorry.
Did they really?
They did. I'm so sorry.
It's
man.
One of the most perplexing draft picks I've ever seen. Because guess what? You know, when Stroud went two, I was like, fine. There's not a, you know, you could see Levis is still falling to, you know, he's going to be a second round guy.
Okay. Let me give you a lead in here. So just sure. Background on the draft. So like the way it happened to start off with. So Bryce Young became the first Alabama player ever in the common draft history to be drafted number one. That's kind of surprising, isn't it? But then after him, the Texans actually did go quarterback and got Stroud. Then after that, they traded up and got the best defensive player in the draft.
Fantastic move.
Will Anderson. Boy, the Texans killed those first two picks they had. Then they had another one like 10 picks later, too, didn't they? But yeah, then the Colts come up, and it's like, okay, what are you going to do? And they get Anthony Richardson, who played, I think they said 13 games. By the way, if this is starting to ring like any bells for 49ers fans listening right now, it's very similar. I think he played like 13 games total in college. Pretty inaccurate, very athletic.
At least they didn't move up to get him. So yes. There's that.
They didn't trade three first-round picks to get him?
Yes.
Yeah, no, they didn't do that. So, man,
he's
not good. So, and this is something we talked about before, though. Can he be good? Because, again, we talked about Josh Allen and made the comparisons a couple weeks ago. Like, Josh Allen was super inaccurate in college, but was also playing with some dog shit players. If you match him with a good offensive mind, can he be good? Like you guys got the dude from the Eagles, right?
Yeah. Was it Stricken?
Yeah. So there's a chance he could be good. He still doesn't have anybody to give the ball to other than Taylor, who is coming off an injury.
Well, the problem is he's not going to be potentially good for 2 years at best. Three. I mean, he's a project. And I don't get why you take an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman and just tank the season and get Caleb Williams. You're going to have a dog shit year next year. There's no way Richardson's going to be good next year. So if you're not going to have a good year next year, take and get the actual good quarterback the following year. It just doesn't make sense.
You can't plan for a shitty year in the NFL. You can't go into the year.
You can plan for a shitty year.
You can get like halfway through the season and be like, okay, we're tanking the rest of the way. But you can't go into a season saying you're tanking. That's just, it's not done in the NFL. Like they don't have to say you're tanking, they're trying.
it's you trot out a quarterback that's so bad that it's not tanking, but the guy's playing as best he can. He's just terrible.
You mean like the Falcons last year?
Yes, but hopefully we wouldn't have drafted a fucking running back. We needed a quarterback.
Love that pause.
No, yeah. So I don't care. I don't want to watch it.
Well, no.
There's no reason to watch the game next year.
No, this season is an absolute wash for your team. Like, I agree with you. There's no reason to watch your team this year.
If they wanted to be competitive next year, you take Levis. You would have taken Levis because he has a better chance to do better next year. I don't get
that. I will say the good thing about taking an absolute risk on someone who could just 50% chance is flaming dog shit is, hey, you get the number one pick at some point anyway.
they're going to draft high next year as well. So next year you won't draft a quarterback, but you'll at least get somebody very
smart. Oof, that Will Levis girlfriend shot made me very uncomfortable. Did you just see that?
I'm about to. I'm watching. Hulu has live sports, so I'm about to see it in like 10 seconds.
I just saw the last like 3 seconds of it. The angle was very bizarre. Ooh.
Yeah, by the way,
I know the mom is right there, but
we're at pick 25 right now, and Levis is still on the board.
Rewinding.
Booble with a follow up for us, by the way. Seahorn remarried and Harmon is still available. Both are uber Republicans, says Booble, and that goes
along. There's a shocker.
Are you talking about the person in the, like the woman in the Cardinals really big hat, King?
No.
Okay.
She's got a short, like low cropped top dress thing.
That'd be a bold move for the girlfriend of a draftee to where they.
No, but back to the Colts though. If there wasn't a quarterback like Caleb Williams coming into the draft next year, I'd be like, all right, fine. You take the shot. Richardson could be. He could be great. I mean, he's big. He's got a cannon. He's fast. Runs he four, could be good.
Runs a 4.4, yeah. Dude. And he's 240.
I mean, Steichen was just had a similar style quarterback in Jalen Hurts for the last 2 years. So there's a chance, but God, it just, you take. I guess that comes down to football fans don't expect to have these waiting periods anymore. You're supposed to have a quarterback and have this guy sit behind him for the year or two, not play. Because it's gonna be so bad next year. It's going to be so bad.
I just got that shot you were talking about, King. Yeah, weird.
It was just a little, the angle was a little weird.
Weird choice. Yeah. Weird choice, ESPN.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was like it caught him by surprise.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no, they didn't know they were being... they were on camera.
Oh, shit. You're filming us the whole time? Yeah. All 5 hours? Come on. Give us a break.
There goes.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's a good pick. I like that pick.
Very good pick.
What's the pick?
Dalton Kincaid, Bills.
Dalton Kincaid, real good.
Here's a Dalton Kincaid comp. How about Dawson Knox, who's already on their team? There's the comp.
Why? Because he's white?
Because he's white. Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Because we can't.
Yep.
Jason Witten.
He's a real yeah. You know who he reminds me of? You know what is gonna get Bills fans excited this season? He's a Greg Olsen out there on the field.
Though I do think it's wild that Dalton Kincaid was playing college when Justin Herbert was like a sophomore.
Yeah. He's been there a very long time. Dude, he's so good.
Oh, he's great. Oh, so good.
He's so good. I'm surprised I haven't seen people talk about UCLA's tight end much leading up to this. Like Bobo? Like Bobo's really good.
I think it was just because he kind of came as a surprise type
like
thing.
This year, I guess. But yeah, man, he is.
Was he even a senior? Did he even enter the draft?
Yeah, he's in the draft. He's just not getting talked about at all. Somebody's going to get him in like the fourth or fifth round or something and get a fucking stud. So duck news, I guess, from this is that Christian Gonzalez slid.
You know,
they had talked about him going 7 to Vegas. Like that's what most
streak of them are. The top 10 streak is over.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So he ends up going 17 to the Patriots, the third corner off the board, which, you know, the dude from Illinois who went to the Seahawks is good. I don't know that he's better than Gonzalez. I think the other dude who went ahead of him is like a $166 from the dude from Mississippi State. Like, I don't know, man.
That was a weird pick.
That's a weird pick.
Like, not that I was breaking down fighting Illini tape.
Sure.
But I had heard of him before this year. I had never heard of the Mississippi State guy before.
Crazy.
30 minutes ago.
Forbes, I think his name was. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Really bizarre.
I thought, the Illinois guy was what, Witherspoon?
Yeah.
Witherspoon, yep. He went to Seattle. Seattle now has Witherspoon and, you know, the dude who ended up being a fucking Pro Bowler last year. They are very good at corner. I don't know that they necessarily needed to go corner in the top 10 again this year, but if you need to stop Cooper Kupp, you know, if you need to stop, you know, Debo and Ayuk, D-Hop is not going to be with the Cardinals next year, but you know, if you need to stop the wide receivers that they have out west, then that's what you're going to do.
Whispers as D-Hop might be going to the Chiefs.
Whispers.
What's the whisper?
The whispers.
We'll see. If they draft wide receiver in the first round, then...
Who's left? I was not expecting four or five receivers are gone now.
Yeah, like
two
left?
At best.
A good point.
Hyatt, Tennessee. That's who I'm rooting for at this point.
Also very good.
Oh, also another interesting angle from ESPN on the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
Yeah.
We know what you're doing, ESPN. You're not slick.
You say there's a somewhat of an agenda
here? I'm saying there's an agenda from Bristol here.
I know your game, Trebek. Two running backs taken in the first 15.
So super weird.
Are we saying is the stigma over?
Did you see the comp for the white tight end from Notre Dame?
Jason Witten. There's a shocker.
See, I said Greg Olsen. They went Jason Witten. Makes sense. I get it.
God.
You guys got to stop, man.
Stop!
Why don't you just go middle ground? Go Tony Gonzalez. Right. You're in Kansas City. Just go Tony Gonzalez.
Oh, God. That's so funny.
Fucking so funny. So is that what we're saying with the running backs? Like, is the stigma over for that, basically?
No, I don't get it. They were both terrible. The teams didn't need them.
So the Falcons got Bijan Robinson, and the Lions got Jahmyr Gibbs, which...
I did hear a rationale earlier this week about the Falcons maybe picking Robinson, where they were like, well, basically for 5 years, you get him for nothing.
Yes.
And then you can, you know, or 3 years, you got to eat a year on the back end of it. Okay. I mean, I guess.
No, that's
but
why
I don't know if the Falcons are really, I don't know.
Well, that's
they
why
need more help than a third running back.
That's why these rookie deals, like, that's why they structure them the way they do. Like, the team has an option for the fourth and the fifth year, basically. And so you're paying them nothing for like 4 years, basically. And so I don't necessarily hate it, because they're both really good football players. Like, especially Robinson. Like, Robinson is a very good running back. And he's good at everything too. So, you know,
catch the ball as a bigger back, but like I said, they got Cordarrelle Patterson and that Tyson Allgeier, who have been two pretty good running backs the last year or two.
Well, I look at Allgeier like Elijah Mitchell with the 49ers. Like, he's a guy he's not a guy.
Get hurt?
No, well, that, and he's not a guy who's your number one running back. He's never going to be your number one running back. And do you want Cordarrelle Patterson as your number one running back? He was sort of thrown into that position because they didn't have any running backs. And he ended up doing pretty well, but he's also a guy who gets hurt a lot. So you need
Who's their quarterback now?
The Riddler?
Did they not pick up someone else?
I don't remember.
I don't think so. I think it's
Then,
I think it's the Riddler.
Mr.
Dano.
I don't think you need a running back when you got Ritter as your starting quarterback for the next season.
Yeah, Paul Dano is their quarterback.
Does he know?
And then, I can get behind, because I think...
Question mark.
Bijan's a very good player. I agree with you on that.
He is, man.
The Gibbs to the Lions, they just picked up Montgomery, and Jamal Williams just rushed for like 18 rushing touchdowns last year.
He's not on
the
team
need
anymore.
A lot... I thought they kept one of the two they had.
Well, no,
or is
Williams,
it Swift?
Yeah,
did they keep Swift?
Yeah.
Williams
went to the Saints.
All right, it was Swift then, who, you know, was supposed to be their number one until he got hurt at the start.
I'm not buying into any argument that Montgomery is a steady running back for anybody.
Running back?
Watching this scene of all these people that are dressing up on draft night, what fucking losers. Who would do that?
Yeah,
that's so honestly, stupid.
Who put on a costume for draft?
So, yeah. Who are you? Just dress normally. What are you doing?
Absolute dorks.
Crazy. It's insane.
Yeah. But I love that you're like your headphones look like you have a TV earpiece in too.
That's cool. If you took out one of them, just had the one in.
That's cool.
There you go. Yeah. Well, now you look kind of Secret Service. If you put a finger to it, like. Mongoose is on the move. There we go.
Woodchuck to gray squirrel.
Yep.
KEZI News from the fairgrounds. Jeromney.
Jeromney. That's great. All right, who does Mazie Smith remind you of? You know, he's like a Warren Sapp type. You know?
I feel every D tackle is Warren Sapp if they're black.
God damn it. God damn
it. This guy loves being shirtless, though. Good for you, Mazie.
Yeah, man, I see you.
There's been some, the picture of that they take, like, you know, before of it, there's been some real interesting looks on that pick for these players so far. A lot of, like, three-quarter open shirts, and is chest hair coming back?
Yes, chest hair is officially back.
Is it back? Yeah. All right.
It was sort of back last summer, but it is officially back.
Look at this picture. What are they thinking here? Man,
oh, my God. The rhythmic shaking.
It's
gratuitous, man.
Just wait.
What children are watching? What are they doing?
I think, like, what was the Louis C.K. joke? Which, by the way, quoting Louis C.K., really great idea. It was like, what? I'm supposed to worry about your shitty kids? Like, I don't give a fuck about your shitty kids.
As he said behind a bush
while masturbating while watching. Exactly. So are we talking about the Cowboys cheerleader shot? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, have we
zoom and then the zoom out?
Yeah. Neither of you guys are Sunday ticket guys, right?
No.
Red zone.
$500 for Sunday ticket this year?
Ooh, that's the price? Ooh. It's on YouTube
they're
now, right?
They're combining it, though. Like, if you spend the price, you get both, right?
No. It depends if you're a YouTube TV customer or not. There's like four or five different tiers. And the top tier, yes, where they combine it. If you're a YouTube TV customer, it's like $498.
Man.
I've never met a single person who gets both. That's my thing. I'm a red zone guy.
I don't know if I know any Sunday ticket people really anymore. I think everyone's especially if you're doing fantasy football, you don't need to watch your one game at a time.
Exactly.
You're bouncing around.
Well, it's
exactly
it's a dish thing too, right?
No, not anymore. It used to be. This year, it's just YouTube TV.
No, that's what I mean is prior to this year.
Oh, yes, correct.
Well, that's why you don't know anybody who does that, because, like, who has Dish anymore?
I think I knew some people that had Dish just for it, like, when it first, you know, came out.
But then Red Zone became popular, and it's like there's no point in spending all this money for, like, a weird thing that I have to have on my fucking wall outside, like.
And no, and unless, you know, it's like, unless you specifically want to watch your Chiefs every week only, or if you want to watch only the Niners, who are on TV like 80% of the time here anyway, so.
Yeah, King and I living in that world where our teams, what's that like, poverty teams to.
Like, there's like 3 or 4 weeks out of the year where they're not on, the Chiefs aren't on TV, and honestly, I'm like, okay, that's fine with me. I can be kind of productive for a couple of hours on this Sunday after I wasted all of Saturday watching college football.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did your team not get flexed to Sunday night? What's that like?
It's probably when they're playing the Texans or something, too. Like, you don't even really care.
What's funny is the Chiefs were on national TV with the Texans this year.
Were they?
They almost lost. It was the day after Christmas or something. And they came back from 10 and lost like 2 minutes because the Texans are terrible.
I love when they find weird angles, like anything they can do to get the Chiefs or the Niners on TV, too. It's like, they're playing the Texans, who are fucking awful. Oh, D'Amico Ryans was their defensive coordinator last year. Storyline.
Like, when they flexed the Texans in, it was like with 2 weeks left in the season, like, well, if they win this game and the Chargers lose later on, the Chiefs clinch. So we'll put them on.
And like the Texans are playing for the number one pick, right?
Yes. One pick, yeah.
Royce Freeman really tore up the Chiefs that day in the third quarter, though. I got to say that. Shout out to Royce Freeman.
Hucklebenny in the chat, $249 right now for him on promo because he's already a subscriber.
Hey, that's doable. That's doable. The $500 joint package thing is stupid, though.
That's a lot.
But It is weird because I pay less than that for 50,000 baseball games offered during this. They got all minor league games now, too. You could watch baseball forever.
Wait, what has minor league?
The MLB package has all the minor league games now.
Holy shit.
At least all AAA and some like AA and A ball games. Wow. There's so many games. Yeah. That's for the same price. They didn't charge you more, surprisingly.
Yeah, I love that. Is that on the on the plan we pay for, King?
Yes, yes.
This is Charles and Scottsdale. This is a separate plan.
Are you doing extra innings? Is that your? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have an extra.
Not MLB.tv.
Yeah, not the plan based in Arizona that we subscribe to.
Yes, not that one.
Oh man.
Poor Will Levis.
Yeah, still sitting there with his hot girlfriend.
Listen, this is what he gets for drinking coffee with mayonnaise and eating the peels on bananas.
Yes. And offensive tackle. All right.
A lot of
move along.
Offensive linemen. I mean, I know that's always a thing, but a lot of fucking offensive linemen that I've never heard of before. Yeah, I guess I don't know why I'm surprised. That's a common occurrence with the NFL draft, but yeah, okay. All right.
So the pandemic year draft where everyone was doing it, you know, remotely. If you remember, they seized on everyone had someone who died in their family tragically, and they beat it into your head as we're all sitting at home during quarantine, and it was very sad. So that was the sadness draft. This year is the chest hair draft. I don't know why we're showing so much chest hair, but I'm kind of digging it. I'm almost feeling like showing off some of my chest hair. Should we just sit here and do some chest hair action, guys?
You know what it is?
What are you thinking?
You know what it is? Like, we are just done with that toxic femininity that has kept us, you know, in our cages for so long. And so, yeah, let that hair hang, boys. Let that hair hang.
Yeah, it's time to break out of our cages, you know?
Yeah. Does this violate the Twitch, service?
The pornographic.
Yeah. Pornographic. Is this too much? Is it too much? Is it?
Oof.
Hey, now. Borderline erotic. Not even borderline. By the way, I'm the only one who's done it. You cap.
It's the time. It's tough. Do some unbuttoning.
I can't take off the tie.
I think I had an undershirt on. It's a whole thing. Yeah. I could get a call at any time to be on NFL Live.
You got to be on TV. I get it.
Shefty might be calling me.
You never know.
Since your boots on the ground in KC, Chiefsaholic? Has he shown up for the draft?
No, I think he's somewhere in Cozumel. He's gone. Yeah.
I thought the word on the street was he was gonna, you know, break back in, come to the draft, and then shoot back off to like Z Watanabe or wherever the fuck.
It would be. I think of all the entities in the United States, the NFL might have. The NFL is for sure in the top three highest surveillance, so he should not be showing up to an NFL event. No. They have like aura cameras now where they can just sense your aura and shoot that off to the cops. No, we don't like your aura.
I'd hope he pull like a Thomas Crown Affair and pay off like 20 people to wear the wolf mask too and just like keep moving around so they can't pinpoint where the exact one is.
He should have showed up like in the town when they all showed up in like the masks, you know, they're in it's a game of confusion, but everyone's in a wolf mask.
I think,
or I can Point Break when they're the president.
Yeah, I was going to say like, and also
dead presidents.
Yeah, also dead presidents. Okay, let's talk.
Vaya con Dios.
So,
vaya con Dios, hombre.
Quarterback moves. There were quarterback moves finally. So Aaron Rodgers finally traded. That trade actually finally goes through. I saw a thing today where the way the trade worked out and the contract worked out, that he's going to make $104 million this year. So like his 2024, I think it was like that, his 2024 contract is going to pay him $104 million.
Which That's is crazy.
Good work for him getting traded, I guess. So like the, in the trade, the Jets get Rodgers, the 15th pick in this year's draft, which they used on somebody I can't remember.
I think they just swap picks, right?
They swap picks.
Yeah. Packers. They're pretty close.
It was two spaces.
Yeah.
And then a fifth rounder this year as well. Packers get the 13th pick. So yeah, they swapped 13th and 15th. They also get a second rounder and a sixth rounder this year. And then the big one is next year's pick, which is a second round pick, but will turn into a first round pick if Rodgers plays like 65% of the snaps next year, which he will. So, and by the way, if the season goes to shit early on, you know the Jets will have somebody monitoring that. Where it's like, okay, so are we out of playoff contention? Has he played fewer than 65%? Sit his ass. Let's not give up that first round pick.
Or do good enough and make the playoffs to where that first round picks can be late anyway. So
exactly. Yep. Yep. So that trade finally happened. So the Jets finally have a quarterback for this year and I would say probably next year. I mean, I guess that's part of the thing I talked about.
Maybe he's going to be the annoying guy where after this season, it's going to be the whole thing. He's going to go in darkness again. We're not going to know what the fuck's going on. Yeah, I might retire. I might not. I don't want to deal with it.
Do an ayahuasca in a dark room for 3 months. Yeah, who knows?
Is it my imagination? I could have swore. Was it last year? Were there a lot of like player trades in the draft last year? Or was that
I don't remember. I gotta be perfectly honest. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I just remember stories of people's moms dying in chest hair. That's all I really remember about the drafts.
This year's theme, and I mentioned it in the Discord too, was moms working three jobs preparing their sons for football. A lot of moms working three jobs in this draft. In Hunter Biden's America.
Yep, that and low cut shirts on men and women. So mm-hmm. I think we get behind that.
Yeah, we got it all. So the other signing happened today, which was Lamar Jackson finally gets his extension. 5 years, $185 million guaranteed. It's a lot of money.
Do you know the total on that?
It was two something. I don't even care about the total because that's not what really matters.
Guaranteed is all that really matters.
Yeah, $185 guaranteed seems pretty good, right? Seems good. For quarterback deals, especially quarterback deals moving forward,
I feel like he turned down a deal pretty similar to that already. I was surprised.
Imagine making a fifth-year quarterback the highest-paid quarterback of all time, and he's won one playoff game.
Where's Mahomes at now? Is he even top five?
I think it was like seventh, isn't he?
Seventh now.
Is it Mahomes?
What's
Mahomes like ranked now? Is it like it's like fifth,
seventh, or eighth?
Yeah, it's like seventh. He's like the seventh highest paid quarterback right now. And they said, like, I saw a story the other day where they're like, the Chiefs are gonna fix that. I was like, why?
They shouldn't.
No,
that's dumb.
Don't offer that. First of all, like, why would you even bring that into the ether? You signed him to a long ass contract for this specific reason, is so you wouldn't have to make him the number one paid quarterback in the NFL for his entire career. Like that's the whole point. So don't restructure unless he forces you to restructure. And he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who's going to do that.
Hey, what's the L in Lamar Jackson stand for?
Playoff lock. Playoff game.
Wild card weekend loss. Loser. I mean, it's funny.
They had to do it, by the way. Like they had.
No, they're in court. You have to do that trade or that sign. But it's just it's a funny contract when I'm sitting on the perch of, you know, my quarterback won more Super Bowls, you know, in February, or as many Super Bowls in February as Lamar Jackson has won playoff games in 5 years. Lamar Jackson absolutely quit on the Ravens this year because he didn't have a contract. We're just. We're just glossing over that. And I do, in all seriousness, I do think it's good that like the sports media generally isn't as shitty as they used to be. I'm saying that like 2 days after Stephen A. Smith said, you know, Kawhi Leonard is the worst superstar of all time to retire. But hopping on Twitter and seeing every single football, you know, media member be like, yes, Slay King, you got what a deal. Okay. I mean, it's great for him. But he hasn't, he doesn't play past Thanksgiving anymore. He's always injured. And when he does, he loses playoff games.
Really shitty situation for the Ravens to be in, because they had to. Like, there's really no other option for them. Unless you start over.
At this point, where they were drafting to, because you were playing him this year, and you weren't going to get a high draft pick next year unless he gets hurt and doesn't play, and you're stuck with Fundley, who actually wasn't terrible last year. But yeah, their hands were tied with Lamar. They had to pay him.
We gotta fix that narrative that Huntley is good.
Like I didn't say good. You know. I said he was okay. He was a fucking Pro Bowler, Braga. Show him some fucking respect.
Amazing, absolutely incredible. Like there were legit narratives last year that he and Brown were like good at some point.
Anthony Brown.
Like, come on with that. Like, why are we trying to force Ravens quarterbacks into the good category? It's bizarre to me. Yeah, but again, Ravens, they had no choice. They had to sign him. Like Booble says in the chat that Schefter reported that.
Hold on. We got a white defensive tackle from Clemson. I want to see who the comp is.
Okay.
Guesses who's a white D tackle.
White D tackle.
The guy from Greg Gaines. He looks like he's plays for the Rams Gaines now. Okay. Yeah, Greg Gaines.
All right, show me the comps.
Show me the comp. Come on. Or like, no, because he's D-tackle. I was going to say they could go Hutchinson, but he's out.
So yeah, Hutchinson's in. Yeah.
By the way, like, not a lot of white defensive tackles.
No, that's why I'm intrigued to see how, if they got to go back to, like, the 80s to find one to...
Can't even think of one from back then. Think of your favorite team. Have they ever had a white defensive tackle?
I don't think so.
Tony Siragusa.
The goose. There we go. God, I don't want to see highlights.
Oh my God. Yeah, all they're showing is highlights right now. So I'll say, just while we're waiting, Booble put in the chat that Schefter said that in September, Lamar turned down a deal that would have given him $200 million guaranteed. So
I could have swore I saw a deal. I don't know. Because then this was like right around the time Lamar was saying, oh, they didn't offer me like a good deal.
Don't bet on
yourself. That's a pretty good fucking deal. It's a pretty good fucking deal.
Remember, kids, don't bet on yourself.
Breaking news from WCP541. I want Darnell Washington. I kind of like Hyatt, but I like Washington more. Back to you guys.
I don't know who those people are.
Georgia tight end, Tennessee wide receiver.
You're coming up next. So Philly is on the clock at 30 right now. Okay, so should we talk about the Deion Sanders?
Didn't see a comp.
Yeah, I didn't see a comp either. So
real quick, though, is why we're still NFL stuff. So Lamar just got paid the highest. Is Herbert going to get more than him?
Yes, that's how it works. Yeah.
Right? And hasn't won a playoff game either. So apparently being good doesn't matter.
Your team being good.
Yes, your team being good.
That's not his fault.
It's starting to be a little bit his fault now.
A little bit.
Ken
can't comment on this.
Love him like my firstborn.
Yeah.
Favorite quarterback.
Yep.
You trade Patrick Mahomes in a second for him.
So we don't have to talk about the Colorado stuff at all. We really don't. I'm cool with not.
But my thing is
super surprising.
it's a reality show there. If it works, it works. Yeah. And he's gone in 2 years. If it doesn't, he's gone in 2 years. I don't find it that interesting.
Yeah.
And I think the Pac-12 scheduled their first two league games with Oregon and USC to get all the hype before their 1-4, 2-5, 1-6. I honestly don't find them that interesting. And I saw the Shedeur Sanders highlight package from the spring game. I knew they were. I knew going in it was number one offense against number two defense. Okay. He had two touchdown passes, one to Travis Hunter and one to someone, where there was no one guarding them.
Nobody.
Like
80-yard touchdown.
It's not like it was just like, there's no one there, blown assignment. There was a 20-yard pass to a slot guy, where there was literally not a DB on that side of the field. So I don't find them interesting. Deion Sanders is a great cornerback. I never found him that interesting on NFL Network. There were some Jackson State games on TV the last couple of years. They lost both the ones I watched. I don't know. Maybe if I was more of a fan of his, like as a kid, it would mean I just don't find him that interesting. It's just, that's just me though.
No, it's not. They're still not good. So I think I enjoy the hype. I think Colorado being good at some point would be nice. Like I said it in the Discord the other day. It's like, I have great memories of Colorado from my childhood being good and it being,
Rashawn Salaam.
I would like for them to be good again. Like, sure. Why not? They're really bad right now. Like they're not good. Like they're horrible at defense. They still don't have a good offensive line. Sanders at quarterback is not good. I appreciated ESPN because even though they were, they were doing the hyping for Colorado, Robert Griffin III flat out said, he's like, Sanders is a middle Pac-12 quarterback. He's like, he's not one of these guys who's in the top half. He's not. He came from Jackson State. He wasn't even super great there. I think Hunter can be very good. But that's it. They don't have anybody else. They don't have a running game. They don't have an offensive line. They don't have a defense. They just had a mass exodus of players. So is he going to replace those players right now? Like, is that his
plan? Well, you get all those extra guys for your first year in
spring. Yeah. Yes. And you get more. Yep. That's
and true. You get more. So I think he's just going to replace as many as he can. And, the big story about the guy, who hit the portal saying, I don't have any tape for you for these other teams to see him because it was practice tape. And it's like, yeah, that makes sense. Colorado, any team doesn't want to put out their practice film to other teams to see.
Yeah, I'm not mad. There were all these reports about players where, he flat out told them to transfer. He's like, we don't have any plans for you on this roster. Transfer somewhere else. And he was apparently withholding the practice tape that they would be able to send to other teams to sort of get another scholarship somewhere else. He reversed that after the really negative publicity about it. I don't have a problem with him playing the game the way he is. This is the landscape. And if you don't want these players on your team, you're taking over the team, tell them to go. Like, it's not like, I seriously doubt he's the first coach to ever do that. It's a bad look, probably, but it's also the way the game is played and the way the game's supposed to be played now. Like let's not act like Oregon is above this. Like, Oregon's all of Oregon's best players, except with the exception of Franklin, are like transfer portal guys, right?
I mean, the Ducks had a couple guys hit the portal within the last week.
Yeah, all of their running backs, except for James, I guess. James was a recruit, but Bojenda. Yeah. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Well, I mean, if you listen to the running back coach Carlos Lachlan, if you've seen his quotes, if you go to the portal, you're a soft baked cookie, and he doesn't have time for soft baked cookies. And I'm like, dude,
your whole room
is transfers. I'll say that Lachlan guy, I just find him. It's the same thing with Deion. It's like every coach who knows exactly where the camera is. I just It tires me out. And he had a good room last year. I'm not saying he's not a good coach. Bucky was really good. Whittington, I'm still not actually sure if it wasn't just a product of the offensive line, but whatever. I can't quibble with him yet. But when I see him keep all the time, his quotes are, if you transfer, you're soft. What are you talking about? And in the portal era, fans that do it too, it's exhausting. It's exhausting. Yeah. Like I think the stat is the class of 2021 has for Oregon now has only 7 of the 23 players remaining. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
It happens everywhere. Deion's just more of a dick about it because he really loves the camera. So,
and like I said, I think this Colorado players, you know, like I said, the Ducks had a couple guys hit the portal in the last week. I don't know who the fuck they were. Who is this guy? You're hitting the portal? Okay, I don't know who you are.
Well, they were all first or second year guys, so I mean, that's part of it.
But that so are a lot of these Colorado guys. It's, hey, you haven't even played, so how are you really hurting the team here? So it's not that big of a deal to lose these guys.
It's interesting to me, like, what constitutes as news when it comes to the transfer portal? Because it's exactly what you said. Like, these are guys we've never heard of, not even when they were being recruited, because they weren't highly rated recruits, or they were like walk-ons. Like, that stuff that's being reported is walk-ons being entering the transfer portal. It's like, who the fuck cares? Like, who cares? No,
the portal game is simple. Try not to lose many guys that are going to play. That's all it is. You could lose some depth, like second and third string guys. Don't lose starters, because especially if you're a good team, you're gonna get starters. I mean, the Ducks got a handful of starters coming in from the portal. Just don't lose the starters. It doesn't matter. It's not a big deal. Be happy for the second or third stringer that wants to actually get playing time somewhere. Yep. I don't feel bad. Good luck, young fella.
God damn. So the Eagles just drafted Nolan Smith at 30, so they got Smith and the defensive tackle guy Carter earlier.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Man, I hope they don't play on any grass that's not perfect.
Speaking of perfect, did you guys see Dude Perfect on the TV just now? Do you know who Dude Perfect is?
Vaguely, yes, but I did not see them or him.
Are they the throwing things like into hoops?
Yep.
Yes.
Weird ways? Yeah.
That's exactly right.
I thought that was like 5 years ago when they kind of just disappeared.
One of the biggest YouTube channels ever. Like those guys are like millionaires for the rest of their lives from that channel. And they hold a bunch of Guinness World Records for like all the shit that they did. It's crazy. My kid was super into him for like a year. So we had like a Dude Perfect basketball hoop up, like, you know, just one of those little toy ones that we used to have. There's a Dude Perfect basketball hoop up in my house for a while.
Guinness World Records. You can get a Guinness World Record right now if you wanted to.
Literally, you can do exactly what they did, which is just look through the record book and be like, you know, we could probably do that. And they literally did it, like, for a whole bunch of them.
Here's one. Hey, I'll be the most times I punch myself in the nuts in 60 seconds. Done. World record holder.
I mean, I would imagine
might get broke. Might get broke, but hey,
somebody from Jackass already has that record, right?
Yeah. So, I can beat him.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Okay, do we have anything else? Oh, by the way, the movie this week, I think I forgot to mention it earlier, is Quasi. If I see it written out like that, I say Quasi because that's the way you're supposed to say it, but it's Quasi because of Quasimodo. It's on Hulu. It's by the Broken Lizard guys. So on Sunday, we'll talk about that one.
It was quasi not good.
What are you talking about? We haven't watched it yet.
It's Thursday. What do you mean? We're going to talk about
it. I watched it when it came out.
Oh, you've already watched it? Oh, okay.
420. I watched it on 420.
Yeah, that's right. So it's Ski's movie. And the reason we swapped Ski and King's movies the last couple of weeks is because it didn't come out until last Thursday. Sunday? Yes. Whatever. Who cares?
It was Thursday, but yes.
Yeah, by the way, just pointed out in the chat by WCP, Levis officially not getting drafted today.
Wait, you're trying to say the Chiefs aren't going to draft him?
That is what we're going to say.
I think he might get drafted. I think he might go. I mean, that Mahomes guy, kind of a flash in the pan kind of player if I've ever seen one.
And injury prone.
Very injury prone.
Saw that in the playoffs, right?
Weak ankles. Soft. Very weak ankles.
Soft ankles. I've always said that about him. When I watch his film, I've always seen that.
When you were grinding tape.
Very inconsistent thrower, has too many arm slots, can't find the right arm slot consistently. Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
settle on a slot, my guy.
Just stares down his one receiver the whole time. Doesn't pan the field. Doesn't go to second, third reads. I mean, come on. Levis is the pick here, right?
You're just gonna stare down Kelce all game long?
Yeah.
Like, go through your progressions, my guy. God. Ad libs too much. Says Boople.
Yeah. Yes.
Can't right, we got to end this soon. This Blazer's getting too hot.
You can pop it off now, right before the Chiefs. I mean, yeah, the draft's over once the Chiefs. The Chiefs pick, the draft's over. So
yeah, man. So we'll let's get into our list, I guess then. And in the middle of our list, the Chiefs will pick, and our podcast will be over.
Yes.
Okay, so our list this week comes from Booble in the Discord. Again, join the Discord. You can suggest list ideas. You can suggest movies to watch. It's fun. Get in there.
We're pretty lazy on list ideas, so.
Yeah, man. Please. Thank you. So it is top three cities in which to have the NFL draft that don't have an NFL team. And they can be cities from anywhere in the world. So, who wants to start?
My number three city without an NFL team to host the NFL draft, Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi. My number three, Orlando, Florida. Because I think it would be cool to have it at Disney World. And fuck DeSantis.
My number three.
By the way, the NFL going in with Disney right now would be fucking gold. Ugh, be the best. Would he threaten to take the NFL out of Florida? Is that what he'd do?
I think the Dolphins have been trying themselves to not have the NFL in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Tampa.
Tampa, yeah.
Team, so. Yeah, that doesn't quite work.
You gotta take Tampa and Miami.
I did forget Florida.
Seattle's also in Florida. Just point that out.
They don't count.
Duval. Interesting.
All right. My number three city, the draft should be, that's not an NFL city, Portland.
I think that's a horrible idea.
Fantastic idea.
It would rain.
Because Portland people love football.
Portland people don't like anything that's popular.
No, they don't.
Where are you going to have it?
Portland people are mad that Shake Shack just moved in. There's like, people are writing essays about how evil Shake Shack is.
They're gonna move the homeless people with the needles away from Lincoln Square to have the NFL draft down there, Ski?
Yeah, bring them in. Paint their face. Bring them in. That's part of it.
All right, number three is from the chat. Booble says London. That'd be fun.
That's Jacksonville.
Same thing, yeah. WCP says Mexico City. Mexico.
My number two. City without an NFL team to host the NFL draft. Mexico City.
Mexico City. My number two is Amsterdam.
Oof.
Obvious reason.
I guess they don't have the weed rules anymore in the NFL, do they?
They sure don't.
They don't test for it anymore anyway. Yes.
I mean, the red light, the weed.
Deshaun Watson could have a field day legally in Amsterdam. So.
Easy. Settle.
He could.
Easy.
Settle.
My number two city that the draft should be it. How about Honolulu? Might as well be in a nice place.
Love that pick. Yep. Number two from the chat. Booble says Anchorage, Alaska. Very cold. Very cold. The opposite end of the spectrum from WCP, Rio. Kind of like the beach version, of Portland, for all of the reasons I said.
I mean, I've seen some fantastic pictures of beautiful Portland's beaches. I mean, it looks exactly like Mexico if you really look.
Jansen Beach, baby. Let's go.
Same thing, guys. Yep. What's your number one?
My number one city that doesn't have an NFL team and should host the NFL draft: Seattle, Washington.
Okay, what part of Seattle?
All of it.
Just, yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I like that. Really spread it out.
Oh, there's some racist chops going right now from the Chiefs fans.
Oh yeah, baby.
The pick is in.
They're just celebrating the culture. You wouldn't understand.
The pick is in and the racism is out. All right.
Oh, and the trophy's out.
Oh boy. My number one is Moscow. Right in the red.
Shout out to Brian Cooper.
Idaho.
Not Moscow, Idaho. Yeah, shout out to Potatoes. Right in the red square. Perfect spot. There's so much room.
So much.
If all those tanks can fit there.
My number one, Tokyo. Ooh, the mascot game would be on point.
That'd be a cool place to have anything. I agree with Tokyo. Number one from the chat, Bubble says Cairo.
WCP says.
Okay, what are you booing the pick?
Yes, boo!
State defensive end. Okay.
Can you wait 2 seconds? Wait 2 seconds. WCP in the chat says Ibiza. Okay, that's it.
Ibiza?
Okay,
Ibiza.
Who do you think? Felix Anaduki Uzoma.
That's it. I'm done with the Kansas City organization. They can't do a single thing right. They haven't won in my 3-month-old child's lifetime. I am over the Kansas City Chiefs. I am done with them. I have not seen them win a single football game in like 56 days. They are done. And this pick really solidifies it. They cannot run a franchise. I'm over them.
Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year 2 years ago from Kansas State.
Has Patrick Mahomes lost the locker room?
Yeah.
This pick says yes.
Did he lose the respect of his head coach? Going
boo.
You need a wide receiver and you're out there going undersized defensive end from Kansas State? Oof. Woof.
I am muted. Am I supposed to know who these people singing are right now?
Yeah, it's Pink and Bruce Springsteen. You didn't know that?
There's the comp. There's a white person comp right there.
They're the white person comp.
Great comp.
Love the Brothers Jonas on this draft as well earlier. Jesus. All right, that's it.
That's it. Boo.
I was very uninvolved in this draft so far. By the way, going to be the case tomorrow. So they have the second round tomorrow only, right? Or do they also have the third?
Who watches the second round on a Friday night?
Do they also have the third or just the second?
I think it's just the second, right?
I think you're right.
And then they just
third and fourth.
Everything.
Yeah,
I think you're right. Yeah, so I don't have to pay attention until Saturday. Go Niners. Yeah, all right, sweet. Fuck them draft picks. All right, thanks for watching and listening, everybody. Again, Sunday is Uncle Benny says the Kraken taking the series over the defending champs tomorrow night. I assume that's a hockey reference.
Hockey's dead.
Yeah, is that a hockey
reference?
Hockey's
dead.
I don't know. Fuck
Move to Canada. Move to Canada, you socialist.
This is my finger to all of Seattle sports.
Boo. Mm-hmm. You're a bum, Andy Reid.
Take a seat.
Boo.
Stay on topic, King. All right. Thanks for
watching. No, I will not.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Quasi on Sunday. Listen to it, whatever. Okay, bye.